Hey love, and welcome to the Love Meach podcast. It's a billion podcasts to listen to, and the universe guided you right here to this one. It's 8 billion people in the world, yet you met me, and that is not by happen chance. This is a divine meeting, and may we guide each other well. I am in this world, but I'm not of it. On this podcast, you'll hear topics about both worlds, spiritual and earthly. My goal is to keep learning, evolving, and spreading love. Welcome to another episode podcast the Love Meach podcast. I hope you guys are having an amazing day. And if not, it's okay. Let your day run through and may have some good things in store for you. And if not, that's okay. We go through seasons. The lows help you enjoy and celebrate the highs that much more. And just know that life is a pendulum. So it won't always be low and it won't always be high. So when things are low, just hang in there. They're going to go back up. And when things are going great, you know, brace yourself because it's going to swing back and forth. So if you haven't been hiding under a rock and you have been on TikTok, honey, everybody has been talking about this letter to America. Now, you guys already know I've done a podcast on 9/11. You already know where I stand on that. If not, click, 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 scroll back and you will get my point of view. So I was looking for this letter from Bin Laden, letter to America, and a lot of sites had it down, but thankfully I was able to find it. So if you click on this episode, I'm going to make the name of this episode the hyperlink. So it should take you to the site, but I'm going to go ahead and read it. So this was on The Guardian. Now, honey, I like The Guardian. So it says, this article was published November 2002. It's an online document, full text of Osama bin Laden's letter to America people. It was reported in today's Observer. The letter first appeared on the internet in Arabic, and it has since been translated and circulated by Islamists in Britain. So Sunday, the 24th, November 2002 at 7:07 Eastern Standard Time. This is pretty long, so y'all bear with me. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, permission to fight against disbelievers is given to those believers who are fought against because they have been wrong, and surely Allah is able to give them believers victory. The Quran 22:39. Those who believe fight in the cause of Allah, and those who disbelieve fight in the cause of taught anything worship other than Allah, for example, Satan. So fight you against the friends of Satan. Ever feeble is indeed the plot of Satan. Quran 4:76. Some American writers have published articles under the title, On What Basis Are We Fighting? These articles have generated a number of responses, some of which adhere to the truth and were based on Islamic law, and others which have not. Here, we wanted to outline the truth as an explanation and warning, hoping for Allah's reward, seeking success and support from Him. While seeking Allah's help, we form our reply based on two questions directed at the Americans. One, why are we fighting and oppressing you? And two, what are we calling you to and what do we want from you? As for the first question, why are we fighting and opposing you? The answer is very simple. Because you attacked us and continue to attack us. You attacked us in Palestine, which has sunk under military occupation for more than 80 years. The British handed over Palestine with your help and your support to the Jews, who have occupied it for more than 50 years, overflowing with oppression, tyranny, crimes, killing, expulsion, destruction, and devastation. The creation and continuation of Israel is one of the greatest crimes, and you are the leaders of its criminals. And of course, there is no need to explain and prove the degree of American support for Israel. The creation of Israel is a crime which must be erased. Each and every person whose hands have been polluted in the contribution towards this crime must pay its price and pay for it heavily. It brings us both laughter and tears to see that you have not yet tired of repeating your fabricated lies that the Jews have a historical right to Palestine. And it was promised to them in the Torah. Anyone who disputes with them on the alleged fact is accused of anti-Semitism. This is one of the most foulish, widely translated fabrications in history. The people of Palestine are pure Arabs and original Semites. It is the Muslims who are the Erahites of Moses. Peace be unto him and the inheritance of the real Torah that has not been changed. Muslims believe in all of the prophets, including Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon them all. If the followers of Moses have been promised a right to Palestine and Zarah, then the Muslims are the most worthy nation of this. When the Muslims conquered Palestine and drove out the Romans, Palestine and Jerusalem returned to Islam, the religion of all the prophets, peace be unto them. Therefore, the call to historical right to Palestine cannot be raised against the Islamic Ummah that believes in all the prophets of Allah, peace and blessings be unto them, and we make no distinction between them. The blood pouring out of Palestine must be equally revenged. You must know that the Palestinians do not cry alone. Their women are not widowed alone. Their sons are not orphaned alone. You attacked us in Somalia. You supported the Russians' atrocities against us in Chechnya, the Indian oppression against us in Kashmir, and the Jewish aggression against us in Lebanon. Under your supervision, consent, and orders, the governments of our countries, which act as your agents, attack us on a daily basis. These governments prevent our people from establishing the Islamic Sharia, using violence and lies to do so. These governments give us a taste of humiliation and place us in large prisons of fear and subdual. These governments steal our Ummah's wealth and sell them to you at a paltry price. These governments have surrendered to the Jews and handed them most of the Palestine, acknowledging the existence of their state over to dismembered limbs of their own people. The removal of these governments is an obligation upon us and the necessary step to free Ummah, to make the Sharia the supreme law, to regain Palestine. And our fight against these governments is not separate from our fight against you. You steal our wealth and oil at paltry prices because of your international influence and military threats. This theft is indeed the biggest theft ever witnessed by mankind in the history of the world. Your forces occupy our countries. You spread your military bases throughout them. You corrupt our lands. You besiege our Santix to protect the secretary to the Jews and ensure the continuality of the pillage of your treasures. You have starved the Muslims of Iraq, where children die every day. It is a wonder that more than 1.5 million Iraqi children have died as a result of your sanctions, and you did not show concern. Yet, when 3,000 of your people died, the entire world rose and has not yet sat down. You have supported the Jews in the idea that Jerusalem is their entire capital and agreed to move your embassy there. With your help and under your protection, the Israelis are planning to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosaic. Under the protection of your weapons, Sharon entered the Al-Aqsa Mosque to pollute it as a preparation to capture and destroy it. These tragedies and calamities are only a few examples of your oppression and aggression against us. It is commanded by our religion and intellect that the oppressed have the right to return that aggression. Do not wait. Let me just pause for one moment. In our Bible, does it not say turn a cheek? In the American Bible that the white man gave us, or that was translated, it says turn your cheek. But here they are saying that their spiritual book tells them different. Okay, I just want to point that out. Okay, let me keep going. It is commanded by our religion and intellect. See, let me just pause for another moment. Religion and intellect. We blindly over here, just religion. Don't question nothing. Don't think. Don't use your brain. Just whatever it say, go by. And we can make any digital changes that we want. And for generations to come, you're just going to keep believing what we tell you. Here they're saying religion and intellect. Religion may say one thing, but my intellect gonna say another. Religion say turn your cheek, and I'm gonna say you hit me, I'm gonna hit your ass back. You see how that works? Okay, let me keep going. The oppressed have the right to return the aggression. Do not await anything from us but jihad, resistance, and revenge. It is in any way rational to expect that after America has attacked us for more than half a century, that we will then leave her to live in security and peace. Y'all, this is a warning. They ain't let this hit the news, baby. You may then dispute that all the above does not justify aggression against civilians for crimes they did not commit and offenses in which they did not partake. This argument contradicts your continuous repetition that America is the land of the free and it is leaders in this world. Therefore, the American people are the ones who choose their government by way of their own free will, a choice which stems from their agreement to its policies. Thus, the American people have chosen, consented to, and affirmed their support for the Israeli oppression of the Palestinians, the occupation and usurpation of their land, and its continuous killings, torture, punishment, and expulsion of the Palestinians. The American people have the ability and choice to refuse the policies of their government and even to change it if they want. The American people are the ones who pay the taxes, which fund the planes that bomb us in Afghanistan, the tanks that strikes and destroys our homes in Palestine, the armies which occupy our lands in the Arab Gulf, and the fleets which engulf the blockade of Iraq. These tax dollars are given to Israel for it to continue to attack us and penetrate our lands. So the American people are the ones who fund the attacks against us, and they are the ones who oversee the expenditure of the monies in the way they wish through their elected candidates. I'm sorry. Also, the American army is part of the American people. It is this very same people who are shamelessly helping the Jews fight against us. The American people are the ones who employ both the men and the women in the American forces which attack us. This is why the American people cannot be not innocent of all the crimes committed by the Americans and Jews against us. Allah, the Almighty, legislated the permissions and the option to take revenge. Thus, if we are attacked, then we have the right to attack back. Whoever has destroyed our village and towns, those who have the right to destroy the village and the towns, whoever has stolen our wealth, then we have the right to destroy their economy, and whoever has killed our civilians, then we have the right to kill theirs. The American government and press still refuse to answer the question, why did they attack us in New York and Washington? If Sharon is a man of peace in the eyes of Bush, then we are all men of peace. America does not understand the language of manners and principles, so we are addressing it using the language that it does understand. What? As for the second question that we want to answer, what are we calling you to do and what do we want from you? The first thing that we are calling you to is Islam, the religion of the unification of God, the freedom for association partners with Him, and rejection of this, of complete love of Him, the exalted of complete submission to His laws, and of the discarding of all the opinions, orders, theories, and religions which contradict with the religion He sent down His prophet Muhammad, peace be unto him. Islam is the religion of all of the prophets and makes no distinction between them. Peace be unto them all. No matter what religion you are in, they claim to be number one. But from our Christian point of view, oh, turn a cheek, slaves obey your master. I'm not feeling that so much more than they're saying, hey, if you attack us, we can attack you. If you do this to us, we could do that to you. I'm kind of liking that. Let me keep going. It is to this religion that we call you, the seal of all the precious religions. It is religion of unification of God, sincerity, the best of manners, righteousness, mercy, honor, purity, and pity. It is the religion of showing kindness to others, establishing justice between them, granting them the rights, and defending the oppressed and the persecuted. It is the religion of enjoying the good and forbidding the evil with the hand, tongue, and heart. It is the religion of jihad in the way of Allah, so that Allah's word of religion reigns supreme. And it is the religion of unity and agreement of the obedience to Allah and the total equity between all people without regard of their color, sex, or language. It is a religion whose book, the Quran, will remain preserved and unchanged after the other divine books and messages have been changed. The Quran is the miracle until the day of judgment. Allah has challenged anyone to bring a book like the Quran or even 10 verses like it. The second thing we call you to do is to stop your oppression, your lies, your immortality, and bureaucracy that has spread among you. We call you to be people of manners, principle, honor, and purity, to reject the immoral acts of fornication, homosexuality, intoxication, gamblings, and trading with interest. We call you all of this that you may be freed from that which you have become caught up in, that you may be freed from the deceptive lies, that you are a great nation, that your leaders spread among you to conceal from you the despicable state to which you have reached. All right, y'all. It is saddening to tell you that you are the worst civilization witnessed by history of mankind. Dang. You are the nation who, rather than ruling by the Sharia of Allah in its constitution and laws, chose to invent your own laws and will and desire. I agree. We have the Ten Commandments. We have the 42 laws of Mayat. And it goes on and on and on in every religion. But America made her own commandments. Okay. You separate religion from your policies, contradicting the pure nature, which affirms absolute authority to God and your creator. You're right, so we should be under the rule of God. Instead, we made our own rules and became our own God. All right, they got a point. All right, y'all. That one ain't want us to read this letter. You flee from the embarrassing question posed to you. How is it possible for Allah the Almighty to create his creation, grant them power over all of the creations and land, grant them all the amenities of life, and then deny that which they are most in need of, knowledge of laws which governs their lives? Oh. You are the nation that permits usury, which has been forbidden by all religions. Yet you build your economy and investments on usury. And that means an ethical practice of originating a loan with unreasonable high interest rate. Dang. As a result of this, in all its different forms and guises, the Jews have taken control of your economy, through which they have then taken control of your media and now control all aspects of your life, making you their servants and achieving their aim at your expense. Precisely what Benjamin Franklin warned you against. Dang. You are a nation that permits the production, trading, and usage of intoxications. You also permit drugs and only forbid the trade of them, even though your nation is the largest consumer of them. Baby, if they keep reading me, this is horrible. You are a nation that permits acts of morality, and you consider them to be pillars of personal freedom. You have continued to sink down this abyss from the level to level until incest has spread among you, and in the face of which neither your sense of honor nor your laws object. Who could forget your President Clinton's immoral acts committed in the official Oval Office? Oh, man, this is horrible. This is how other people see us. See, we only hear America, America, America. Baby, they is chewing us out. After that, you did not even bring him to account, other than that he made a mistake, after which everything passed with no punishment. Is there a worse kind of event for which your name will go down in history and remembered by nations? Oh, you are a nation that permits gambling in all forms, the company's practices as well, resulting in the investments becoming active and the criminals becoming rich. You are a nation that exploits women. You are a nation that exploits women. You are a nation that exploits women like consumer products or advertising tools, calling upon your customers to purchase them. That's sex slave trade, y'all. Calling upon customers to purchase them. You use women to serve passengers, visitors, and strangers to increase your profit margins. You then rant that you support the liberation of women. You are a nation that practices the trade of sex in all of its forms, directly and indirectly. Giant corporations and establishments are established on this. Under the name of art, entertainment, tourism, and freedom, and other deceptive names you attribute to it. And because of all of this, you have been described in history as a nation that spreads diseases that were unknown to man in the past. What? Go ahead and boast to the nations of man that you brought them AIDS as a satanic American invention. Oh my God, y'all, this should have been on the news, baby. You have destroyed nature with your industrial waste and gases more than any other nation in history. Despite this, you refuse to sign the Kyoto Agreement so that you can secure the profit of your greedy companies and industries. Your law is a law of the rich and wealthy people who hold sway in the political parties, and they fund their election campaigns with their gifts. Behind them stand Jews who control your political media and economy. That which you have signaled out for in the history of mankind is that which you have used your voice to destroy. Mankind more than any other nation in history, not to defend principles and values, but to hasten to secure your interest and profits. You who dropped a nuclear bomb on Japan, even though Japan was ready to negotiate an end to war. How many acts of oppression, tyranny, and injustice have you carried out, old callers to freedom? Baby, this ain't got nothing to do with my native people that was here before them ships landed on them beaches. Baby, they is cussing out America KKK out. Let me continue. Let us not forget one of your major characteristics, your duality in both manners and values, your hypocrisy in manners and principles. All manners, principles, and values have two scales, one for you and one for others. The freedom of democracy that you call to it for yourselves and for white race only. As for the rest of the world, you impose upon them your monstrous, destructive policies and governments, which you call the American friends. Yet you prevent them from establishing democracies. When the Islamic Party in Algeria wanted to practice democracy and they won the election, you unleashed your agents into the Algerian army onto them and to attack them with tanks and guns, to imprison them and torture them. A new lesson from the American Book of Democracy. Dang. Your policy on prohibiting and forcibly removing weapons of mass destruction to ensure world peace, it only applies to those countries which do not permit to possess such weapons. As for the countries that you concess to, such as Israel, then they are allowed to keep and use such weapons to defend their security. Anyone else who you suspect might be manufacturing or keeping these kinds of weapons, you call them criminals and you take military action against them. Baby! If we were to step back and not look at race, but look at the oppressor and the oppressed, baby, we would have the biggest army in this world and we would win. That's why they took this letter down. Okay. You are the last ones to respect the resolution and policy of international law. Let you claim to want to selectively punish anyone else who does the same. Israel has far more than 50 years been pushing UN relations and rules against the wall with the full support of America. As for the war criminals, which you secure and form criminal courts for, you shamelessly ask that your own are granted immunity. However, history will not forget the war crimes that you have committed against Muslims and the rest of the world. Did you hear that? Muslims and the rest of the world. Those you killed in Japan, Afghanistan, Somalia, Lebanon, Iraq will remain ashamed that you will never be able to escape. This is my only this is my only argument. So they're worried about their races, but Africans, and they've done this to everybody. So why not make a letter for everybody? But I guess you're going to root for your people. So I get it. It will suffice to remind you of your latest war crimes in Afghanistan, in which densely populated innocent civilian villages were destroyed. Bombs were dropped on mosaics, causing the roof of those mosaics to come crashing down on the heads of the Muslims that were praying inside. Horrible. You are the ones who broke the agreement with the Mujahideen when they left Quds bombing them in Jaga Fort and killing more than 100 of your prisoners through suffocation and thirst. That's horrible. Allah alone knows how many people have died by torture at the hands of you and your agents. Your planes remain in the Afghan skies looking for anyone remotely suspicious. You have claimed to be the vanguards of human rights, and your Ministry of Foreign Affairs issues annual reports containing statistics of those countries that violate any human rights. However, all these things vanished when the Mahaji hit you, and you then implemented the methods of the same documented government that you used to curse. In America, you captured thousands to the Muslims and Arabs, took them into custody with neither reason, court trial, nor even disclosing their names. You issued newer, harsher laws. What happens in Guatemala in a historical embarrassment to the Americans and its values, and it screams in your faces, you hypocrites? What is the value of your signature on any agreement or treaty? Dang. What we call you to thirdly is to take an honest stance with yourselves, and I doubt you will do so, to discover that you are a nation without principles or manners, and that the values and principles to you are something which you merely demand from others, not that which you yourself must adhere to.
What?
We also advise you to stop supporting Israel and to end your support of the Indians in Kashmir, the Russians against the Chizeks, and to cease supporting the Manali government against the Muslims in the southern Philippines. We also advise you to pack your luggage to get out of your lands. We desire for you goodness, guidance, and righteousness, so do not force us to send you back as cargo in coffins. Sixthly, we call upon you to end your support of the corrupt leaders in our countries. Do not interfere in our political and method of education. Leave us alone. Leave us alone. Or else expect us in New York and Washington. 9/11, y'all. We also call you to deal with us and interact with us on the basis of mutual interest and benefit rather than the policies of subdual theft and occupation, and not to continue your policies of supporting the Jews, because this will result in more disasters for you. If you fail to respond to all these conditions, then prepare for a fight with the Islamic nation, the nation of monotheism, that puts complete trust on Allah and fears none other than Him. The nation which is addressed by its Quran with the words, "Do you fear them? Allah has more right than you should fear Him if you are believers. Fight against them so that Allah will punish them by your hands and disgrace and give you victory over them and heal the breast of believing people and remove the anger of their believers' hearts. Allah accepts the repentance of whom He wills. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise." Quran 9:13:1. The nation of honor and respect. But honor, power, glory belong to Allah and to His messengers, Muhammad, peace be unto him and to the believers. Quran 63:8. So do not become weak against your enemy, nor be sad, and you will be superior in victory, and if you are indeed true believers. Quran 3:139. The nation of Madram, the nation that desires death more than you desire life. Think not of those who are killed in a way of Allah is dead. Nay, they are alive with the Lord, and they are being provided for. They rejoice in what Allah has bestowed upon them from His bounty, and rejoice for the sake of those who have not yet joined them, but are left behind, not yet martyred. That on them no fear shall come, nor shall they grieve. They rejoice in a grace and bounty for Allah, and that Allah will not waste the reward of the believers. Quran 3, 169-171. The nation of victory and successes that Allah has promised. It is He who has sent His messenger Muhammad, peace be unto him, with guidance and the religion of truth, Islam, to make the victorious over all religions, even though the polytheistic hated. Quran 61:9. Allah has declared that verily it is I and my messengers who shall be victorious. Verily Allah is all-powerful and almighty. Quran 58:21. The Islamic nation that was able to dismiss and destroy the previous evil empires like yourself, and the nation that rejects your attacks, wishes to remove your evils as it prepares to fight for you. You are well aware that the Islamic notion from the very core of its soul despises your haughtiness and arrogance. If the Americans refuse to listen to our advice and the goodness, guidance, and righteousness that we call them to, then be aware that you will lose this crusade Bush began, just like the other previous crusades in which you were humiliated by the hands of the Mujahideen fleeing to your home in great silence and disgrace. If the Americans do not respond, then their fate will be that of the Soviets who fled from Afghanistan to deal with their military defeat, political breakup, ideological downfall, and economic bankrupt. This is our message to the Americans as an answer to theirs. Do they now know why we fight them, and over which form of ignorance, by the permission of Allah, we shall be victorious? Dang, y'all. I found another letter, and again, I'm going to leave the link so you can read it on your own. This one is only 3 pages. Is it 3 or 4? 4 pages. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, to the American people, peace be upon those who follow the righteous track. Hereafter, the subject of my talk to you is the overwhelming control of capital, money, and its effects on the ongoing war between us. I direct my talk specifically to those who support real change, especially the youth. I say from the onset, your former president warned you previously about the devastating Jewish control of capital and about a day that would come when it would enslave you. It has happened. Your current president warns you now about the enormity of capital control, and it has a cycle whereby it devours humanity when it is devoid of the precepts of God's law. The tyranny of control of capital by large companies has harmed your economy as it did ours, and that was my motivation for this talk. Tens of millions of you are below the poverty line. Millions have lost their homes, and millions have lost their jobs, to mark the highest average unemployment in 60 years. Your financial system is, in its totality, was about to collapse within 48 hours had not the administration reverted to using taxpayers' money to rescue the vultures by using the assets of the victims. As for us, our Iraq was invaded in response to the pressures from capitalists with greed for black gold. And you continue to support the oppressors, Israelis, in their occupation of our Palestine in response to the pressure of your administration by Jews lobbied, backed by enormous financial capabilities. An observer of the policies of the new administration realizes that the change is tactical and not strategic. It does not at all agree with the change you seek. There are very many indicators of this, especially concerning important matters related to your security and economy, particularly the ongoing war between us. The previous administration was successful in implicating you in these wars against us under the premise that they are necessary for your security, or according to the promise that it would be short and would finish in 6 days or 6 weeks, Well, 6 years has passed and that administration is gone without realizing the victory. The men calling for change promised you victory in Afghanistan and set a time for withdrawal. Before the end of the set time, peace treaties from the previous administration came and asked for an extension of 6 months. If it was the six-day war that started the President Bush and 6 years had not been enough to finish it, then the wise men should question how long would a six-month war take and whether you are able to fund a war that requires a large amount of money that weakens your economy and your dollar. For Obama to leave one-third of the soldiers in Iraq and the statements from his administration about this, especially from Ed Reno, about the possibility of Obama ordering the return of the forces he took out of Iraq, it would have been better for him had he disagreed with the ethics of the previous administration and adopted the truth of a friend and told you that he will not withdraw from Iraq, which may not serve the U.S. interest, but it is in the interest of large corporations. The course of the policies of the president's administration in several areas clearly reveals that whoever enters the White House, even with good intentions to safeguard the people's interests, is no more than a train operator. His only task is to keep the train on the tracks and that are laid down by the lobbyists in New York and Washington to serve their interests first, even if it counters to your security and economy. Any president who tries to move the train from the lobbyist tracks to track for the American people interests will be confronted with a very strong opposition and pressures from the lobbyists. Your president describes the decision by the court in favor of corporations to intervene in the political area, in the political arena as a victory, but it is not a victory for the American people expect from the big corporations. There is no doubt about it that it is right, and it is also right for the administration to support the oppressive Israelis from the continued occupation of our land and the killing of our brothers, marking a victory for the Jewish lobby. The president was not able to defend you against security and economic loss. The way for change and freeing yourself from the pressure of lobbyists is not through the Republic or the Democratic parties, but through undertaking a great revolution for freedom. Not to free Iraq from Saddam Hussein, but to free the White House and to free Barack Hussein so he can implement the change you seek. It does not only include improvement of your economic situation and ensure your security, but more importantly, helps him in making a rational decision to save humanity from harmful greenhouse gases that threaten its destiny. From the American youth to succeed in this change, they need to relive the history of their ancestors and the conditions in their economy, in their country more than two centuries ago. They need to understand the similarities during that era and the present situation, especially in their fundamental conditions. The British Parliament sided with corporations, then against the interests of the citizens. You have noticed the Congress stand with corporations against the people's interests when they refuse to legislate against interference in the elections by corporations. The British military governor in the United States used to have the right to appoint judges and mayor. Similarly, the corruption is deep-rooted now in all higher authorities, thus giving authorities over these offices to corporations. Subsequently, the higher court adjudicated their support of political finances by corporations under such circumstances. Reading the book by the intellect Thomas Paine helped your fathers in their revolution against their oppressions. It is useful for you to read it under the current similar circumstances. You are in need of people like Thomas Paine to publish books pointing out the similarities between the two phases that will have a similar effect. You are also in need of men with courage and initiatives like these of your forefathers at that time when they refused to allow one company to harm the interests of the United States, a company that had a monopoly on tea and its prices. Yet there not are many companies that endanger the United States economy, which continue to be vulnerable to collapse, and they also formulate the policies of the White House. They threw hundreds of thousands of soldiers against us and have formed an alliance with the Israelis to oppress us and occupy our land. That was the reason for our response on the 11th. Palestine has been under occupation for decades, and none of your presidents talked about it until after September 11, when Bush realized that your oppressors and the tyranny against us were part of the reason for the attack. Then he talked about the necessity for two states. Obama is trying to address the issues with the same solutions suggested by his predecessors. They are quilting fruitless solutions not of concern to us. If you want a real settlement and guarantee your security in a country and a safeguard of your economy from being depleted in a manner similar to our war of attrition against the Soviet Union, then you have to implement a roadmap that returns the Palestine lands to us, all of it, from the sea to the river. It is an Islamic land not subject to being traded or granted to any party. In conclusion, be assured that we do not fight for mere killing, but to stop the killing of our people. It is a sin to kill a person without proper justifiable cause, but terminating his killer is a right. Again, that's not in our Bible, y'all. You should be aware that justice is the strongest army and security offers the best livelihood. You lost it by your own making when you supported the Israelis in occupying our land and killing our brothers in Palestine. The road to safety starts with stopping of aggression. Palestine shall not be seen captive, for we will try to break its shackles. The United States shall pay for its arrogance with the blood of Christians and their funds. Peace be unto those who follow the righteous track. Y'all, that was two prayers about these letters. Go look it up on TikTok. I left some clips of other people talking about it. So, yeah, you all kind of already know where I stand on it. I think there's a truth in every lie, there's a lie in every truth. My favorite show was Scandal, and Bibi Sheet wrote that thing down. When they make these TV shows, they be looking at classified documents and turning them into movies and shows. It is not fake. It is not fiction. It's not a drill, y'all. Wake up. We know that there are bad seeds and everything. And they've been telling us for so long, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What if America be doing some wrong things? We just need to clean house. So, yeah, those were the two letters. I dropped the link so you can go look at them and you can hear other people's clips. I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.
Let me just say this. You just don't need to read Osama bin Laden to understand how American imperialism ends up hurting Americans. Like, even Hassan Piker can explain to you why American foreign policy directly led to 9/11, and he can do it while not being a theocratic fascist. I think a lot of Americans have a dogmatism problem where once you discover that, like, what you've been taught is, like, propaganda and largely untrue about the way that the world works, they turn to the first thing that pops into their head about, like, what can counter this. And unfortunately, a lot of that tends to be, like, not great. It's the same way a lot of people's first responses when they learn about the hopelessness of solving climate change under capitalism is to immediately pivot to eco-fascism. No, reel yourself in a bit. There's nothing wrong with reading the letter to America. I view it in the same way that you have to study what happened in the 1930s in Germany to understand how liberalism utterly failed to counter the rise of fascism. But there's a reason that liberalism props up far-right extremism, and it's because liberalism as a system is deathly afraid of leftist action. It happened in Germany, it happened in Latin America, it happened in East Asia, it happened pre and post the war on terror, and it happened and is still happening in Palestine. I personally believe there's nothing in the letter to America that you can't get from a better source. Let me just say this.
It is no coincidence that The Guardian took down Osama bin Laden's letter to America yesterday after it being on the internet for more than 20 years because they are scared shitless that people are finally finding out the truth. People are finally realizing that 9/11 did not start all of the conflict in the Middle East. 9/11 was retaliation for decades of brutality in the Middle East at the hands of America. In the letter, Osama bin Laden outlines every reason for why they did what they did, including the occupation of Palestine, which you are all seeing the effects of today. That brutality has been going on for 75 years. Since 9/11, nearly 5 million people in the Middle East have been killed as a result of America's brutality. They led Americans to believe that 9/11 happened because the Muslim terrorists were trying to implement Sharia law in America and all this crazy shit, when in reality, all they ever asked for America to stop fucking bombing the Middle East. By the way, they warned America before the attack, and America did not listen. They put their own citizens at risk and then painted Muslims out to be some fucking barbarians that are out here shooting people left and right, when in reality, it was America all along. For our entire lives, Muslims have had to sit there and defend ourselves and to have to separate ourselves from the terrorists so that people can view us as fucking human beings. When this all started because we were being attacked in our countries. And in the letter, he talks about how this freedom and democracy that America speaks of only applies to white people and not to the rest of the world. Because when 3,000 people were killed in America, people to this day cannot get over it. But when millions of people in the Middle East are killed, it's just glossed over because people don't even see us as fucking human beings.
I know there's a lot of people talking about Osama bin Laden's letter to America. It reminds me of something I've said for a long time. What was attacked on 9/11? The World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and the third plane was headed for the White House, but was apprehended by passengers aboard. Now, the typical narrative was that these were evil, terrible people who hated freedom, hated America, hated you. But when you read this letter, it reads more like someone reaching out to fellow brothers and sisters. He wants the American people to come to the cause of ending the imperialist and colonialist actions of the United States. His example, Palestine. And I think the reason it's resurfacing is because when you read it, you see that, oh, this person isn't just an evil, single-minded idiot. This is a person with hopes and dreams who's been hurt and doesn't like the way that the American government is treating him and his people he sees as his people. And he's calling upon the American public to be part of his people on the side of what's good. Again, doesn't mean that his means for doing so, his violence and such, are a good, a reasonable reaction to such. But if you don't understand where that reaction comes from, then you're going to continue to create the situation that has caused it in the first place. So people recognizing that, oh wait, the story we've been told is these weren't attacks on the American people, but attacks on American imperialism. And the story we've been told about that is completely wrong, is what's making people re-question that story. I know there's a lot of people talking about Osama.
I have a message for President Snow. You can torture us and bomb us and burn our districts to the ground. But do you see that? Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us. I have a...
the bare minimum. And it is both frustrating and saddening that it took the lives of more than 11,000 people for a lot of us to see the true visage of the U.S. But hopefully, in a not too distant future, everybody would know the right side of history.
Namaste, lovaste, and always vibe high, babe. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a better than great day. I love you. Talk to you later.